The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Japan raised its national sales tax to 10% from 8% during concerns the increase could derail tenuous economic growth over the past several years. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe postponed this hike twice, but said it was unavoidable. Abe said the tax should promote social security system reform that everyone could enjoy with peace of mind. Japanese Finance Minister Taro Aso welcomed the news and said the government has taken ample measures to offset the tax hike's impact. So far, there has been no talk of last-minute shopping like the previous tax hike. At least if there is no such rush, there would be little reactionary decline, but we must pay attention to economic management and make every effort. The increase covers most goods and services, from clothes, electronics, to transportation and medical fees, but the government has sought to soften its impact with tax breaks for home and car purchases. However, Toshihiro Nagahama, chief economist at Dai-ichi Life Research Institute, said the timing for this tax hike is bad, considering the current economic situation of Japan. Even though the government is taking consumption-leveling steps and adding more social security measures, I think chances are high for Japan's economy to return to deflation following the consumption tax increase. U.S. e-cigarette maker Juul Labs has entered China on e-commerce sites owned by Alibaba Group and JD.com to tap the world's largest market of smokers. Juul has been launching its products in international markets such as South Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines, and recently it raised over $750 million in expanded funding. Two major Chinese online retailers, JD.com and Tmall, published a notice that Juul's official virtual store had opened on September 9th. China, which is the world's largest single market for tobacco consumption with over 300 million smokers, represents a market with both opportunity and risk for the company. China's government has released a draft document suggesting that China's laws regulating e-cigarettes will eventually largely resemble those in Europe. China's tobacco industry, meanwhile, is tightly controlled by the government-run monopoly China Tobacco, which maintains complete oversight on the sale, production, and distribution of tobacco products. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.